life was very hard in Europe. My father came from Poland and my mother from Ukraine. And so what you did is you worked on the farm, but you weren't a farm owner or anything. And it was just labor. My father must have been very, really very brave because he came here, you know, as an older adolescent by himself. And my mother came from Ukraine. They landed in Canada and caught a train to Edmonton. And then in that area, Canada decided to open up the field. My father earned money on the laying the Trans-Canada Railroad. And this was they were the pioneers of the Canadian nation because they were the homesteaders.
Yeah.
So what you got is you got a plot of land, some acres of land, and it's full of trees and boulders.
Yeah.
And you had to turn that into farmland. There were no homes, there were no schools, no churches,
yeah.
No roads.
But he must have come to some extent, either knowing that there was homestead land available that he might be able to work towards purchase, or knowing that there were other jobs that were going to give him opportunity.
No, I think they were pretty naive, except they knew of other people from their area who had migrated to this homestead area. Because for the first year, they had to live communally so that they, you know, together they built a home. No, he came by himself.
He came by himself.
But I think he had some communication that there was this Ukrainian homestead area.
Really,
and in fact, that was the case. The place looked like Ukraine.
Yeah, yeah.
And they acted that way. For example, during World War II, they were collecting money for Messerschmitts because they thought that Hitler will save them, Ukraine, from Russia. The police came to that to Mandera and said, "You better quit this. You can't be raising money for Messerschmitts."
Wow.
He got the homestead very early in life. See, he got this job of building the Transcontinental Railroad.
Yeah.
And by then, they had already built this little town, Mandera. And he must have been in that area where he met my mother, who was one of the clerks in the store.
Yeah. Oh, so met her here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And because she came separately. She came with a family. She was an adolescent. My father came by himself. But they were on the same boat. They landed in Halifax. And they immediately caught the train to Edmonton. So they were very young when they migrated to Canada.